We begin the current daf, Masechet Zavodizara, daf Samach Beis. We begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the next parak, the fifth parak of Masechet Zavodizara, parak HaSeicher HaSapayel, which just continues on the theme of the previous parak, which began the discussion of the halachas of Yayin Nesach, which is subsidiary of the laws of Avodizara, where if the non-Jew goes and pours a libation, the Tekrevis, a sacrifice for his Avodizara, the wine has the same halachic status as Avodizara, and it's Asabana, even to have any benefit from that. Now that our Mishnah continues on a further discussion on that. Not the benefit of the wine itself, but from wages related to working with that Yayin Nesach. As the Mishnah begins, a non-Jew that's Haseicher Sapoil, that hires a Jewish worker, lasos imoy b'Yayin Nesach, to work with him regarding the product of Yayin Nesach, which is that this wine that was served to his Avodah Zarah, he asks the Jew, and he'll pay him to pour it from this vessel to that vessel, or to transport it in barrels from one place to another place, which the halachic case that we're talking about is actually Yayin Nesach, which was poured for the Avodah Zarah, because what we generally call Yayin Nesach, which is Stam Yainim, which we didn't see him do actual sacrifice, but we give the wine the halachic status as Yayin Nesach, because we're concerned that maybe he did do that. That's actually a question in the Gemara. Here we're talking about literal, actual Yayin Nesach we know that was taken from their house of worship, and now he's paying the Jew to do work with it. Says the Mishnah, Schari Aser, so the wages that the Jew would get paid from that is forbidden. It's included in the prohibition of Yayin Nesach. However, says the Mishnah, Schari Lasis Amay Malach Acharis. Let's say the non-Jew, the idol worshiper, hires the Jew to do some other work, do some sweeping, some building, whatever it is. Now, on that, says the Mishnah, Ava Bishamalaya, even though he tells him, Havali Chavisha Yayin Nesach Mimakim Lamakim, I also want you to help me transport that Yayin Nesach one from this place to that place. And that says the Mishnah, Schari Mutter. So then his wages, and that includes all his wages that are going to be permitted, where although seemingly not all of his wages are just for the other work, but on that the answer is that since the wages are for the other work, although he's also asking him to do some work without regard to the Yayin Nesach, the Gemara will explain that all his wages are going to be permitted. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Seicher Esach Hamar. If a non-Jew hires a donkey from a non-Jew, he rents the donkey, Lahavi Alel Yayin Nesach, because he wants to use it to transport his Yayin Nesach wine. Says the Mishnah, Schar Aser. That's considered the wages are prohibited, that his rental of his donkey, because that's being used and designated specifically for Yayin Nesach. But Sachar Leishav Alel, let's say the non-Jew just wants to rent it to transport himself, to take a journey, even though the non-Jew ultimately puts on his large jugs on which have Yayin Nesach in them on the donkey, Schar Mutter, again, similar to the previous halacha, there the wages are going to be permitted because primarily that rental was not for Yayin Nesach, so though he transports on him with him, it's going to be permitted the wages that he pays the Jew. Now the Gemara asks on the halacha of our Mishnah. My time is Schar Aser. Why are the wages of the Jew working with the Yayin Nesach going to be prohibited? Elam, if you're going to say the reason is Hoyl v'yayin nesach asabana, since the wine itself is prohibited to have any benefit, it's considered like avodah zarah, so scharinami also, so the wages that are worked with it, indirectly related to the wine, also become prohibited. And that says the Gemara, but you don't find that. Hari arlo, you have the lochas of a tree in its first 3 years, v'klai hakarim, and forbidden mixtures of wheat and barley in a vineyard, dasurin b'hana, where there the product itself is prohibited to have any benefit from it. And yet, Utnan, the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Kedushin that an indirect result is going to be permitted. The Mishnah says, Macharan v'kiddush b'dmeyan. If someone sells the arla fruits or the forbidden mixture of fruits, which it itself is forbidden to have any benefit from it, but he sells it, and then he gets that money in exchange. And he used that money to engage a woman, mikudashes. Halachically, we consider it as money that's valid, not that it's forbidden to have any benefit from it, and therefore the woman that he gave money to is considered engaged. So we see that even by things that are asr bahana, the item themselves, the value of that item is permitted. So for sure, what's even more indirect, which is the wages of a worker relating to that item, for sure is going to be permitted. So how do we understand the halacha of Mishnah? Why is the wages of the Jew working with the Yayin Nesach going to be prohibited? Ella rather says the Gemara, no, not because it's asabana is the schar aser, rather hayil v'teifis is damav. There's an added level, which we just said by Arla Klai Karim, is not like that. They're not teifis is damav. When someone sells the Arla and the Klai Karim, although the Arla itself is asabana, the money that he gets in return when he sells it is going to be permitted. However, by Yayin Nesach, since it's teifis is damav, it also gives over its sanctity to the monetary exchange that you get, meaning when you sell it, that money that you get back also has the same halachic status. It's also going to be forbidden kavoides kechavim, like we find by the avodah zarah itself. And that is, since this wine was poured for the purposes of avodah zarah, so it gets the halacha like avodah zarah itself, which, as we said previously, the Nandalama Bays, the monetary value of the avodah zarah is also too. As the Gemara learns out, what the words call sha'atama hayyehemen, whatever you make from the avodah zarah, harehu kamayu, has the halacha like the avodah zarah itself. So just like the monetary value of the ayin nesach is forbidden, so that's why we see that even in the indirectly, not only the ayin nesach itself, but even its value is forbidden. Oh, so that's why the halacha of a mishnah makes sense, that also the wages related to it is also an indirect isur that's going to apply to the wages, it's going to be usur to the Jew. And that's the Gemara, that's also difficult. Because v'hari shviyis, ditefes, estemeo, shmita, which is a higher level of severity than arla klai karam. It's not just usur bahana, but it's also even its monetary value. When someone takes shmita produce and he exchanges it, gives it to someone else, and someone else gives him money in exchange, that produce also has the halachic status of shmita. Utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shviyis, that says, ha'oim elapayel. Someone says to a worker, Heilich dinuzeh, here, take this money, l'koit li boi yerek hayom, and I want you to collect for me vegetables in place of that money that I'm giving you today. Which, that's like a terminology of a sale. Because it sounds like he's telling him that the value of what money I'm giving you, that's the amount of vegetables I want you to give me in exchange. Which is like what a sale is, that's what bartering is. He'd take this money and exchange for it, and that's what the word boi is saying, give me vegetables today. So that says the Mishnah, Schari Aser. What does it mean, Schari Aser? What does it mean that the wages are forbidden? Meaning it's forbidden for him to hold on to that money after what's known as Zman Habir. There's a certain time period when the Shemitah produce has to be liquidated. You can't hold on to it anymore. So on that says the Mishnah, that the Shemitah produce that the guy got, that hired the worker, of course, has to be liquidated. But not only that, the wages that the worker got is going to be prohibited too, because that's really the damim of Shvius, where we see it's tefes, this is the meha. It's the exchange of the Shemitah produce. Continues, however, the Mishnah, and this is where the question of the Gemara is from, l'koit li yerek hayom. Let's say the Bala Bayis tells the worker, collect for me vegetables today. Now, he's not saying the word bay, and he's not saying in exchange for money, although he's going to pay him, but that sounds like a terminology of a worker, not as a sale. So therefore, there's no what's called damim for the kedushas of shviz to be typhus, because that's only when it's an exchange, when a barter. A barter, you could say, that exchange of that value will also be aser. So therefore, says the Mishnah, scharai mutter. So there's no tfisas damim. But what do you see? That the worker, his wages are permitted. But why is that any different than what you're trying to say in the halacha of our Mishnah? Halacha of our Mishnah, you said, oh, because this typhus is damim. So you see, even indirectly related to the item itself becomes aser, so too the wages. But we see by Shemitah that although there the halacha is that it's teifis is the meha, like when it's a sale, when it's a mechira, the damim becomes also too. But yet we see the wages related to that are permitted. So then why are the wages by the laws of Yai Nesel going to be also? So Amr Bevam Rebichan, he says, Knasu shekansu chachamim. You're right. Halachically, it's no different than Shemitah, and really the wages should be permitted. But it's a rabbinic penalty to make the wages forbidden, which apply b'chamarin u'b'yai nesach, which are the laws of the donkey drivers and the laws of Yai Nesach. As the Gemara explains, Yai Nesach Hadamar, the laws of Yai Nesach is what we said in our Mishnah, which although generally, really, it shouldn't apply to the wages too. What does it have to do with the Yai Nesach itself? There's no law of Tfisas Damim. It's just a worker. It's not bartering. It's not an exchange for the item itself. That's a rabbinic penalty regarding the laws of Yai Nesach. And Chamar Ma, he says, Gemara, what's the rabbinic penalty regarding the laws of the donkey drivers? The Tanakh Lina Braisa. Chamar and Shah Yoisin Malacha Beper Shvius. Donkey drivers who were working in the product of Shemitah produce. So says the Braisa, then Scharin Shvius. So then their wages, which they're getting paid to work as donkey drivers, they're transporting the trucks of those days. So their wages are going to be Shemitah. Says Yimam Scharin Shvius. What does it mean that their wages are the Shemitah year? If what does it mean that their wages are the Shemitah produce, it means to say that they could be paid with the Shemitah produce of the Shemitah year. But that would then mean that the one who's hiring these donkey drivers is paying his debt, because he hired these donkey drivers, from the produce of Shemitah. That can be because the Torah says Miyikra La'achla, the Shemitah produce should be for you to eat, which teaches us V'lei L'schar, not for business. You can't use it to pay workers. So how could we say that that's what the Loch of the Brice is saying? Ella rather says the Gemara, what's the Brice saying? The Kaddish Scharin B'Kedusha Shvi'is. What it means to say is that their wages get the sanctity of Shemitah produce. That's the Knas that we said, although generally wages, what does wages have to do? And we said even before that Shemitah produce doesn't go to wages. And that's what we're saying, that there's two exceptions. The rabbi is penalized by Yayin Nesach regarding a worker, and by a chamar and by the donkey drivers in regards to the laws of the Shemitah produce, there they penalized. That has to get more Umi Kaddish. Is that really so that we're saying that the wages of donkey drivers will have the sanctity of Shemitah produce to make the wages forbidden, that is, he can't hold on to it past the time of the Zman HaBir of Shemitah? But Ratanya learned the Brice that says, someone says to a worker, and this is, some say it's the Mishnah that we quoted before, which is therefore it should be amended as it was quoted before, or it's a Brice. Either way, it's the same halacha that we said, if someone says to a worker, Halach din hazeh, here, take this money. And according to our gear, it doesn't have the word bay, which is the primary thing, which is essentially not as a mecher, but it's as a worker. So he says, and gather for me vegetables today. So says the bay, it's schar mutter, so his wages are permitted. In contrast, when he says, l'koitli yerek bay hayom, I want you to gather for me vegetables with it, with that money today, which that sounds like a transfer, a sale, then schar aster, then the wages are going to be forbidden. But one thing he asked the Gemara, you see, we have a worker in the Shemitah year, and he's doing a pu'ula, a schiris, a worker, not a sale, and we said the wages are going to be permitted. But you just said before, when we have a worker on the Shemitah year, that their wages are going to be considered Shemitah. It's a penalty, it's going to be Kaddish, and it's going to be usher past this manabir. Here the Mishnah or the Brice is saying that it's mutter. So Amabayi says a different interpretation. You're right. Actually, you know what the interpretation of this brisa is? Not like we said before that there's two things that the rabbi is penalized, and one of them is the donkey drivers. It's actually a leniency, the brisa is saying. When it says that schar in shvi'is, it means that you could pay the donkey driver with the produce of shvi'is, of shmita. Which, yeah, then it will have the halachic status of shmita because he's getting shmita produce. But it's saying that you could pay him with the Shemitah produce, now, or the kakashlach, but the question that you had was, how can the guy pay the worker with Shemitah produce, his donkey driver, if it says you can only eat Shemitah produce, you can't use it to pay? That says, it's not difficult. You give it to him in a permitted way, as we're going to see, you give him a free gift. And therefore, it's not being used in the medium of a payment, and therefore, a free gift you can give for someone else to eat Shemitah produce, you don't have to eat it yourself. And that's a way that you can give it to the donkey driver. Not like we learned in the Mishnah regarding the laws of Maisa Sheni. The Mishnah says, Lo yema adam l'chaber. A person should not tell his friend, as a ketintam and beis, Halali peiris halola li Yerushalayim l'chalik. Bring up these fruits to me to Yerushalayim, because Maisa Sheni produce has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, to go ahead and to divide it over there, meaning that you should take over there your portion in it. Now the reason why he can't tell him that is because he's going to be paying him for his services for transport to Yerushalayim from the Maisa Sheni produce itself. So although that worker himself will be eating it in Yerushalayim, but you're not allowed to pay up your debts. It can only be used for consumption, not to pay up debts. And that's what he's going to be doing. Aval Emelay, and this is the point that Abai is bringing, but he could tell him, Helem la'ochlam l'shtesim Yerushalayim, bring them up so that we could eat and drink in Yerushalayim. And each one, anyone who has Maisa Sheni produce, could give each other and other people free gifts. And although the guy's working, but he's not giving him wages, he's just sharing with him his food, that's permitted. And therefore, that could be what you could do with the donkey driver, where that's what it's saying, that v'scharen b'shvi'is, that he can actually pay him with the Shemitah produce for the wages that he's doing by not giving it them in the medium wages, but rather as a matnas chinam. But Rav Rama, he says that, no, as we had said before, La'ilam the Kaddish B'Kedusha Shvi'is. What is the Brice saying? That the payment for the donkey driver will have the status of Shemitah produce, which that's the second Knash Kansu B'Chachamim, which we said that although wages, what is wages, not Tfisa Dam, and why should his produce be forbidden in the sanctity of the Shemitah produce? Because Utika Kashalach Payil, but then your question was, what's with the halacha? We had a contradictory halacha. Halacha says that regarding a worker in the Shemitah year, his schar is mutter. So how can we say that the halacha is that saying his produce is forbidden? That says Rava, payel deloy nafesh igrei, a worker who doesn't get paid so much, he's a minimum wage worker. Lekansu rabbanan, the rabbis did not penalize him, so although he's getting wages from working with Shemitah produce, they said it's permitted he could hold on to it after this man beer. Chamor and the nafesh igrei, or these donkey drivers, they get a lot of money for this transport. Kansu rabbanan, but who, the rabbis penalize them, they're doing big work in regard to Shemitah produce, which is not supposed to be done, it's la'achla v'lay l'schara, so that's where they penalized and said that their schar is going to be Bishvi is considered like Shemitah produce, and that's another Kanasha Kansaba Chachamim regarding the halacha of schar, of wages being usher, in this case, having the limitations of Shemitah produce that has to be consumed within the Zman of Beer. Concludes Ravu, Umasnitin, then how do we explain the halacha of a Mishnah Miyai Nesach, where there that Knas is being penalized regarding even just a regular worker who doesn't get paid so much? Like we said, a Seicher is a pile, he hires a regular worker, not like a donkey driver. Yet still we penalize and say his wages are going to be us like Yayin Nesach, says Rav Chumah de Yayin Nesach Shani. Because the stringency of Yayin Nesach is different. There we didn't make it even for someone who makes tons of money. Even a regular worker, no, you're working with Yayin Nesach. So although biblically it doesn't have the same halacha, but rabbinically they made a penalty and said, look, the schar is usher because you're doing work with Yayin Nesach. Continuing on relating to the halacha of our Mishnah, Ibai learned the following question. As we alluded to in the Mishnah, this halacha was talking about Yayin Nesach, literal Yayin Nesach. That was actually poured as a libation for the Avodah Zarah. And that is the Gemara, but Schari Listam Yainun Mahu. What's if a non-Jew hired a Jewish worker for their regular wine? What's the halacha? Where we don't know if he did anything, but we generally assume, and therefore we make it prohibited. What's the halacha? As the Gemara explains, do we say, Kivin di Yisroh Chamer Kedi Yayin Nesach, since the prohibitory law of regular wine of a non-Jew, we say it's forbidden to have any benefit from it, just like as if we knew that it was a libation done with it, like regular Yayin Nesach. So Schari Nami Asr, so too the wages will be just like Yayin Nesach and will also be Asr. I don't know, maybe they know. The Jew works in a non-Jewish wine company, where we don't know that there was any Yayin Nesach done to it, but Stam Yenim, Ha'il V'tumasa Kil, since the Tumah that relates to Stam Yenim is more lenient than regular Yayin Nesach. As the Gemara said in the Aflamar Mabei, is that there's three types of wine, and one was Yayin Nesach, where it's prohibited to have benefit from it, and it transmits a very severe tumah, even in the size of an olive. In contrast, Stam Yenim, a regular wine of a non-Jew, is also Asabana, but it transmits tumah only in the larger measurement of what liquids generally, which is with a revius. So maybe since we see that its tumah is more lenient, so maybe regarding its wages also more lenient, and maybe there they did not make the rabbinic penalty that the wages would be aser. Says Gemara Toshma, we could resolve the question from the following incident. Now who gavra da ugr arbit, a certain person who rented out his boat, listam yenim, for non-Jews who want to transport their non-Jewish wine. Yavul lechit ba'agra. So and they paid him, the non-Jews paid the Jewish owner of the boat wheat for payment for the boat, for the barter. Asla kamed Rav Chizda, he came in front of Rav Chizda, and Amalei said to him, Zil kalinu, go ahead, that wheat that they paid you for renting for the transport that they wanted to do with their regular wine, Zil kalinu, go burn that wheat, v'kavrinu, and bury it, be'kivri, in the cemetery. So you see that it's forbidden, just like the Yayin Nesach itself, that we made the wages forbidden, and that's why it's also stam yinim, just like Yayin Nesach. But the Gemara asked regarding that incident, but why did he tell him to do such an interesting procedure? Why didn't he just tell him to just go throw them to the wind? And why does he have to go and burn them? Says the Gemara, no, because asabahugas, then people are going to come to a stumbling block, because people are going to see these pieces of wheat around and they're going to gather them and they're going to use them. But it's prohibited, just like the yayin itself, which is asabahana. So therefore, he couldn't just throw it to the wind. But says the Gemara, okay, v'leklinu v'ladrinu. But why didn't he just burn it and throw it to the wind? Why do you have to burn it and bury it? Says the Gemara, no, dim misavli bahu, because maybe people are going to use those burnt pieces of wheat as fertilizer, which is asabana. Says the Gemara, okay, but v'legvinu be'nai, why do you have to burn it and then bury it? Why didn't you just bury it, the wheat, as is? Because me, it's not, didn't we learn in the Braisa that says, echet evin sheniskelba, whether the stone that the person who was killed by Bezin was stoned with, or the echet eit shenitlava, whether the piece of wood that he was hung on, Vechet Saif Shenerg by, whether the sword that he was beheaded by, Vechet Sudha Shenechen by, whether the kerchief that he was choked with, which are these different types of Mises Bezdin, says the Bride, so Kulam Nikvarnabai. all these things that he's killed with by the courts, they get buried with him. As the Pasuk says, Lesol Nevlos El Eitz, a person should not be left hanging his corpse overnight on the wood. It says, Ki Kavar Tikvren, because you should surely bury it, which that sounds like everything, including the wood that he was hung on. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when it says Eitz, so I would think whether if it's detached or connected, that's what it says, Ki Kavar Tikvren, something that's only missing burial, but if it has to be buried and detached, that's being excluded. But one thing we see from the Gemara over there is that the piece of wood itself is asa bahana, and still we bury it with him as is, and we don't burn it, and we're not concerned for takala that someone might go ahead and take it and use it. So why over here did they have to burn the wheat and then bury it? Why couldn't they just bury the wheat? Says the Gemara, the difference is hasam de kukavri bebeidina. There, by the one who was killed by the courts, he gets buried in the cemetery which is designated for those killed by the courts. So it's obvious whoever's going to find it over there is going to know the haruge bezdin, that this is an item that was from those who were killed by the courts, and he'll separate himself because he knows it's asabana. But here, if a guy just finds wheat buried somewhere, it's not obvious. Amir, he'll say, someone probably stole it. He didn't want to be caught by the police, so he buried it over here. But it's not anything that's asabana, and he might come to use it. And it is asabana because it's related to this halach of the ayin nesach of avodah zarah, which is asr, and therefore you have to burn it and then bury it. Now, the Gemara continues with an incident, which the halachas continue on to the next daf, which relate to the halacha that we're discussing on Omer Aleph regarding the relative indirect benefit of Shemitah produce. So the Gemara tells the Bei Rabbi Yanai, the house of the Rabbi Yanai, Yazvi Peri Shviz Manim. What they would do is as follows. And they would do it as a favor for the paupers who had so much produce in the Shemitah year because everything is hafker. But then in the eighth year, ninth, after that, they don't have. So they would borrow from the poor people Shemitah produce. Uparlu b'shminas. And they had what to do with it. And then they would pay them back in the eighth year, where they would borrow from them in Shemitah year before there's Man HaBir, and then it's still permitted, and they would pay them back in the eighth year. But what comes out then is that the paupers are eating in the eighth year after the time of beer, when you can't use Shemitah produce anymore, what would be called and similarly considered Chalife Perishvies, the transfer, which we said that has the same halachic status as the Shemitah produce itself, of the seventh year. So that would seem to be problematic. Because the Shemitah produce, the Bei Rabbi Yanai took, and he says, okay, now we owe you that transfer. Now that damim seemingly has the same halachic status as the Shemitah produce itself. And they're giving it back to them in the eighth year, but then they can't be eating it because you can't have it. You have to liquidate it already by the Zman HaBir. So Asr Amr Leila Rabbi Yechon, they came in and told Rabbi Yechon what the house of Rabbi Yanai was doing. Amlu, he said to them, Yo'is Hinavdin. They're doing appropriate. Why are they doing appropriate? Because since at that time when they're paying back those paupers in the eighth year, the Shemitah produce is not around anymore. The Bei Rabbi Yanai already ate it up and this might not be in the seventh year. So therefore, it's not considered a chalipin, and therefore the Shemitah produce sanctity of the seventh year does not take effect on this produce that they're using to pay back the paupers in the eighth year. And moreover, says Rabbi Yechon, connecting to Esnan. Similarly, we find the corollary to this halacha in the laws of Esnan, which is when a man consorts with a zayna, which he pays her for those services with an animal. Halacha says in the Torah, Lesavi Esnan Zayin, the person not allowed to bring that Zayin, the harlot can't bring that animal as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, on that says Rabbi Yechanan, the man would have relations with the Zayin, and then after he had those relations, give her this carbon, this animal, this Esnan, Mutter says Rabbi Yechanan, that animal would be permitted to bring as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because since it wasn't given to her at the time of the cohabitation, when he ultimately later on gives her the animal, that's just a gift. That's not considered anymore an exchange for the act of the bia. The time, like learn the brisa. Nasan la v'loy bo aleha. If a man gives a woman an esnan, an animal, and he doesn't have cohabitation with her, which we're later going to ask, what does that mean? If he didn't have bia, so then it's not an esnan. It's not an exchange for an act of cohabitation. Continues the brisa. Or bo aleha v'loy nasan la. Let's say he cohabits with her, but he doesn't give her an animal. In both of these cases, says the Braisa, Esnana Mutter. So here that animal of the exchange, of the cohabitation, is permitted to be brought as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in both these cases, the Gemara asks, how do you read this? Nasan la v'loy bo aleha. You're saying if he gives her the animal, but it doesn't cohabit with her. Pshita, obviously. Ki even v'loy bo aleha, since he never cohabited with the Zayna, so matan ba'amo diyavla, he's just giving her a gift. It's not an exchange for an act of bia, he never had the bia. V'su, moreover, the next case, He said, oh, if he cohabited with her, but he didn't give her the animal, so then the esnan is mutter. What, he didn't give her anything. And since he didn't give her anything, my esnan mutter. How do you read that the exchanged animal is permitted? He didn't give her anything. And this is obviously what the Brice is saying. If he gave her the animal, and he didn't cohabit with her, and it says in the Brice, what does that mean? It means he didn't have be with her now. Only at a later point in time, meaning va'achakach bala, and only later did he go ahead and have be with her. Oy, or the other case, bala, he had be with her. Now, when it says v'loy nasan la, it means he didn't give her now, only at a later point in time. Va'achakach nasan la, this is the case that Rabbi Yechon is proving from, and only later did he give her the animal. That's not the mutter. That animal of exchange is going to be permitted. That supports the halacha that he's saying that the Be'er Biyana was doing, which is if you're exchanging right now produce for bartering for something else, whether it be other produce or money. So then, yes, Shemitah says that the exchange is going to be ushered too. But the Be'er Biyanai, they took it from them in the Shemitah year and they consumed it and they were able to take that produce and use it. Now when they're paying them back in the eighth year, that Shemitah produce is already gone. So that's not considered Chalipin of Shvius, and if it's not going to have the halachic status, just what we find by halach of Esnan, that if the bee was already done and then he gives it to the animal is going to be permitted, and therefore what they're doing is appropriate to go ahead and give these anim, and they could eat it in the eighth year, what they had given for exchange for the Be'er Biyanai in the seventh year.